Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States government says that Jewish settlements are illegitimate. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The United States government says that the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria, which they refer to as the West Bank, are living in settlements that are illegitimate, and the settlements must be dismantled and the settlers removed. I asked my broadcast partner, longtime journalist in Jerusalem, David Dolan, is this a major break between the United States administration and the Israeli government?
Well, there is, but again, there has been. It's a similar situation. Really, no American administration from the time when Lyndon Johnson was president, when Israel captured Judea and Samaria in 1967, no U.S. government has ever recognized Israeli activities there, certainly community building, road building, that sort of thing, calling these occupied territories. That is the official U.S. position, and it has been. On the other hand, President George W. Bush gave Ariel Sharon a letter promising that the U.S. administration would agree to Israel holding on to major settlement blocks, areas where there is heavy concentrations of Jewish communities. These, the U.S. recognized, would remain under Israeli control, and in exchange, Israel would give the Palestinians equal amounts of territory somewhere else, probably adjacent to Gaza, maybe adjacent to other portions of the West Bank. That was the understanding. That's what the Israelis were promised. So if the Obama administration is going back on that, then it's a revoking of an earlier commitment made by the U.S. government to the Israelis. And again, we'll see how concrete that action, those words are translated into by the government here.
There are major differences between the United States and Israel on the Jewish settlement issue, and it is going to continue into the future. And that's the latest in my Middle East news update. I report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
As the United States government takes on the promises of God to the Jewish people, the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Over the years, the United States governments have had conflict with Israel over the issue of Jews living in what the United States terms the West Bank, and the Jews refer to as Judea and Samaria. Those Jewish settlers say that God gave this piece of real estate, Judea and Samaria, to them. That's Ezekiel chapter 34. And they also say that the land is theirs forever, according to Ezekiel chapter 36. The book of Ezekiel chapter 35 says that the Palestinians also want that land, and they will kill the Jews, verse 5, and take the land, verses 10 through 13. United States denial that the land does belong to the Jews is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...